Welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast. This is your host, Crystal Holmes. And today I bring you episode 32. We're talking about being intentional. And Go Hard Chicks, this is a special episode because I am bringing on my partner in life, Ido. And we are going to talk about being intentional, or what being intentional means for us as we start this new year, 2022, for our relationship. So I had to beg, convince, drag him on this podcast today just to get him to share with me what some of our goals for our relationship are for this year and henceforth. And I really hope by us sharing that this helps some of you all in your relationships, whether they be romantic relationships or otherwise. I really hope that this helps you guys. But before we get into that, let me just give a little recap of what I've been up to. I know this is the first episode of 2022, and we're already about 2 weeks or halfway into the month of January, but the beginning of the year has been busy for me. I know I haven't been on here talking to you all, but I just finished hosting the 7-day sugar detox challenge with a fabulous group of Go Hard Chicks, and it was really fun. And I think we all learned from each other, and it was harder than I think a lot of us thought. Like, I don't really even eat that much sugar, but just the idea that I couldn't have any for 7 days made my cravings kind of go a little haywire. But I believe we learned a lot, and it was a really supportive 7 days. And I hope to do it again. And if I don't do a sugar detox again this year, I'm definitely going to do another challenge, maybe around April, as we start getting our bodies ready for the summertime. I think I'm going to do another challenge. So for those of you that were unable to participate in this challenge, keep your eyes and your ears open, because I'll probably announce something in the next few months. Another thing that I did during the last 2 weeks, or I won't say did, that occurred, I had my birthday. I am a January baby. I'm a Capricorn. And I'm going to be candid. I turned 49 and I feel fabulous. So I'm not ashamed to share. And I really had a great birthday, spending time with my family and just, you know, enjoying some of the things I like to do. So happy birthday to me. Happy New Year to all of you. So let's get into this topic. I thought about this topic as I went through the 7-day sugar detox challenge. And I thought about, gosh, we really have to be intentional with this. Like, this really has to be something we're focusing on, and we got to be intentional for us to get through this sugar detox. So then I started thinking, what does it mean to be intentional? Because it's not just about the sugar detox, right? Anything we want in life, any kind of goals, we have to be intentional. So being intentional means having the ability to see specific results in the future that, if you achieve them, will make things bigger and better for yourself and your life. It means that you have a clear purpose and you're intentional about taking actions on the thoughts and feelings that are most important to you. So Go Hard Chicks, that's the key. You got to figure out what is important to you. And it doesn't matter what is important to other people. Focus on what's important to you, because when you identify those things or things that are important to you, that makes things easier for you to focus on. It makes it easier for you to be intentional about. And in focusing on these things, one thing I shared with the Go Hard Chicks during the challenge is we got to write things down. Like, we got to get in the practice of writing things down. You write things that you want to achieve. Like, I keep a notebook and it's not a fancy notebook. It's like a dollar store notebook where I write my goals and things I want to achieve. And you know, it could be for the year. I have my yearly goals written in this book, and I have daily goals, like simple stuff. Like I got to go to the store, you know, make sure I do this, make sure I pick up that, all the way down to, you know, my big goals that I want to achieve before the year is up, or, you know, the century is up, whatever it is. And I just like to write those things down because it helps to keep me focused, and it really narrows in on what I truly want to achieve. Because I'm not going to write anything down in that book that I'm not committed to. So Go Hard Chicks, I encourage you to not only focus on what you want and identify it, but write it down. Intentional people are action-oriented, and they have an unshakable determination and a strong mindset to accomplish what they've set out to achieve. So once we've written it down and identified it, we got to be intentional and just be unshakable in our determination. We got to be self-aware and understand that sometimes we're going to have to say no. And we're probably going to say no more than we say yes. Why? Because when we are intentional about our particular goals, we don't have time. We're not going to have time for all the other stuff that comes our way. You know, people may come to you with other opportunities that don't align with your goals, and we have to be prepared to say, no, I can't do that. I might have shared in a podcast a while ago, like I've moved on from a certain practice of law. I'm no longer taking those cases. So I have to say no. If I'm focusing on this new goal here, then we're going to have to say no to certain things. And that's okay. That's okay. Being intentional also means that you appreciate and practice more gratitude. We practice gratitude for the things that matter most in our lives. When you're intentional, we set better boundaries around our time and the areas of our lives that are important, including our relationships, whether that be our romantic relationships, you know, relationships with the family, your children. All of that gets strengthened when we become more intentional. So I wanted to share with you really, really quickly 5 ways that we can be intentional every day. 1, we must be deliberate with our day. So that means when we are intentional with our time, energy, and focus each day, we're far more likely to achieve our goals. Now, you know, life, you know, I write out what I intend to achieve in a particular day, and it always gets thrown off. Something always happens. It's always a fire to put out, but that's okay because you can still achieve those goals because you have a clear focus. You wrote them down. So you can swing back and look at that notebook or pad or whatever you have and say, okay, I got thrown off for a little bit here, but let me swing back and get these things done. When you have greater direction and purpose, you know exactly where to invest your time and attention, and your time is going to be aligned with that bigger purpose. So be deliberate with your day, Go Hard Chicks. And in doing so, identify the 3 important activities that will help you achieve the outcome you want. This will ensure that you feel proud about what you've achieved, and it also helps to boost your confidence and self-esteem. 2, be clear about the result you want, right? You can increase your intentionality by being super clear on the measurable results you want to achieve in the future. When you're clear about those results, you will understand the importance of achieving them. There won't be any confusion. You won't get thrown off. your vision will be clear. So be clear about the results you want. Number three, be purposeful with your time. You know, we only have a limited amount of time, go hard chicks. So being intentional is all about being purposeful with your time. When you are intentional with your time, you've got a clear structure for your day and how you want to establish and what you want to establish for that day. So it's super, super important that you recognize the importance of your time. You protect your time, you protect your schedule, and you look to achieve your goals in the simplest, easiest, and fastest way possible, right? Be purposeful with your time. Number four, become focused on your goals, right? That goes without saying, you know? Intentional goals allow you to align with your purpose and vision. Being focused on your goals means you have an action plan to achieve these goals. You identify the result you want upfront, and that gives you more direction and focus. So go hard chicks, once you figure out what those goals are, you gotta be focused on them. Maybe not every day. Maybe it's not something that you're chugging away with every single day, but it is something you got to keep swinging back to, right? You can't say, oh, I want to do this on this date or create this business, and then you don't think about it for another 6 weeks. You know, it's got to be something that you are looking at, that you're chugging away at all the time. And even if it's small bites here and there, even if it's just brainstorming, you gotta be focused on those goals and you gotta take some actionable steps. Number five, and this is really important, you gotta be mindful of your most important relationships. Now, you're probably thinking, what does that have to do with being intentional? But your intentionality will increase the value of your most important relationships. And it will help you bring deeper meaning to them. When you appreciate your most important relationships, you will experience greater gratitude, abundance, and self-awareness. It helps to understand the purpose and importance of every relationship you have. And when you take the time, go hard chicks, to understand why a relationship is important, you'll feel happier and more joyful, I promise you. And in thinking about relationships and gratitude and being intentional, I thought, you know what? I want to bring my partner on so we can talk about this whole concept of being intentional and what our goals are for our relationship for 2022 and beyond, right? And I will be candid with you all. Normally, when I'm thinking about goals and stuff I want to achieve at the beginning of each year, I'm not necessarily thinking about my relationship. And I realized that this year, and I want to change that. So my partner and I are going to come on and we're going to share with you a couple areas in our relationship that we want to improve. So a couple of our goals for this year and how we intend to be intentional in achieving those goals. Now, you know, this is his first time on a podcast, so be gentle. But I really think we were candid and open. And I think this conversation really helped our relationship. So I hope that it helps you all too in your relationships, not only romantic relationships, but relationships in general. It's super important that we all become able or more able to communicate and knock down those walls and barriers that may be prohibiting us from communicating. Like my partner talks a lot about some resentments he had towards me that affected our relationship and prohibited us from really communicating like we should have. So without further ado, Go Hard Chicks, welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast. My partner in life, Ido. Welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast, Ido. How are you?
Hello, hello, world. How you guys are doing out there?
So this episode is special because we're not only talking about being intentional, but I wanted to bring you on to talk about being intentional in our relationship. What do you think about that?
I think it's a good idea. You know, sharing intentions, that means communicating with each other very well.
So what we talked a little bit on New Year's Eve and early New Year's Day about what you thought one of our goals should be for our relationship this year. You want to share what one of your goals is for us?
Well, both of us have two busy work schedules, so we really don't get to spend a lot of time together. So the time that we do have, I would like to incorporate more communicating, conversation, you know, dating like we were dating when we first met. I think that's very important.
I agree. That's a good point. And I think I would like us to work on our communication more. But I think that if I hear what you're saying, if we incorporate more time together, make that time together, that probably will help us with communicating too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that I see that cause relationships to spiral downhill is, you know, spending time communicating and lacking of doing the things that essentially brought the two people together in the beginning. And, you know, I believe if you lose focus of those things, you can lose grip of the relationship, which would become a disaster in the long run.
Well, babe, you know, we've been together a long time now, and it's, I mean, is it really realistic to think that we can go back and do the same things we did back then? Or can we modify that? Like, how does that work?
Absolutely. It's like you treat, you know, the situation like you are sitting in front of, you know, counselors. And they're going to give you, you know, worksheets and these kind of things. Same thing. You prioritize what you're going to do and, you know, compromise on what's going to work.
So how do we go about as a couple being intentional about these goals of communication and spending more time together? Like, how do we make sure that we accomplish this or at least start to work on this year?
Well, since, you know, we are talking about intentional, the first thing is intend to listen to each other. You know,
that's true.
And you start there, you know. Sometimes, you know, I will say this. We have a great friendship, you know, and being together for so long, it's important that you keep a friendship and be open that you can, you know, talk about certain things. So, on the same token, you know, listening to each other, take relationship a long way. I know that, sometimes when you are in the same household and, you know, nothing is smooth. No relationship is smooth. You cannot hold on to, animosity. So once you don't do that, it leaves the gate open for your partner to come and talk to you and don't feel like they, you know, they will be, ignored. And once they feel comfortable, and, you know, I think it's a vehicle to move the relationship forward and keep it burning. Like when you guys, like when we first met, you know, it's not easy, but it's doable.
Yeah. Sometimes I've felt like, I mean, especially when we started living together, we got into this day-to-day routine, you know, you getting up, going off to work, I'm getting up, going off to work. Then we come home and like, we're exhausted. And it was like, we just didn't have time for one another. Like, it was like, what is the saying? Two ships passing in the night, you know, like.
Well, you know, the thing about that is, you know, a lot of couples want to live certain kind of lifestyle, right? And a lot of people don't realize how hard and the amount of hours you have to work to keep up the lifestyle, like in certain neighborhoods, especially when you have a child or children. So it do consume a lot of time at work. All depends on your profession, but you still have to have a balance. And I think that's what a lot of people out there, couples out there, lack of. And that's one of the things that I myself, you know, would work on in 2022 as well. You know, having that balance with work and relationship and not getting comfortable, because one of the things that happened is I did become comfortable with, you know, when we both become, you know, one household sharing, you know, the same roof. So when I look back at things that I were lacking in was more not giving a lot of time, just working a lot. And, you know, I felt, even though we have a good friendship, I still felt like I lose out a lot on, you know, my relationship purpose with you, which is because I'm always busy, always gone, ripping and running, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I felt the same way. And I know that I need to be intentional about stepping that up too. And I think we need to be intentional about figuring out, yeah, we need to probably, well, not probably, we need to carve out date nights, for example. But during the work week, for example, I think we need to work on and be intentional about carving out time just to have a conversation. And it doesn't have to be long or, you know, every day, but I, you know, sometimes you're kind of like a night owl and I'm not. And I know sometimes you like to talk later at night and I want to be asleep. And then when I'm awake and I'm ready to talk, you're like, no, I'm going to work or I'm at work. So I think we need to find that sweet spot for us, you know, when that time is where we both are refreshed and focused and ready to communicate. And I mean, I know it's going to take some sacrifice on my part. I mean, there's going to be some nights where I'm just going to have to suck it up and I'm going to be up late talking to you because that's when you like to share.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, animosity, right? Holding on and animosity. For example, I felt sometimes like when I want to talk, you're saying you want to sleep. okay, or you're tired. So likewise, and I was like, okay, well, you know, you didn't even take the time to find out, you know, what was the importance of the conversation. So I would give back the same energy. So this is what I'm saying. Be mindful of what you give out. And me, not holding on to any kind of animosity. And I think last year and the year before that and the year before that, you know, that was going on. So, and not knowing that's what I were doing. So, you know, I just had to really, really take a step back and jack some things down and what wasn't working and what's not right and what's not fair to bring a healthier relationship to you and myself. So that's what I did this year, and that's what my goals are.
Well, thank you, babe, for coming on. And I think this, you know, you appearing on my podcast and being open to sharing, I feel like just doing this really helped us. I hope it helps a lot of the listeners and their relationships. And in whether that be romantic or otherwise, I think communication is extremely important. And I thank you so much for coming on. Will you come on again?
Most definitely, world. I will be back. I love it.
All right. Thank you for coming on, babe. Well, there you have it, Go Hard Chicks. Another fabulous episode, this time with my boo thing, Ido. I hope you enjoyed this episode, Go Hard Chicks, and I hope it encourages you all to not only be intentional, but to be intentional in your relationships and to communicate. If you enjoyed this episode or any episodes, please leave an Apple Podcast rating and review. It really helps me to bring on guests like Ido. Also, you can leave a review on Spotify. I'd love to hear from you all with any show ideas, or maybe you want to come on as a guest. Hit me up. My email is crystal@gohardchick.com. Also, if you sign up for my email list, you will get my free smoothie and juice ebook. Check the show notes for more information. Until next time, Go Hard Chicks, take care.